Okay, so I just wanted to take the opportunity to discuss some more basic issues which I think can tie into our sugya here, as the Rav suggested. And that gets to the heart of what's going on when it comes to shtaros, right? So shtaros are two functions in halakha. What we call them a shtar kinyan and shtar raya. Number one, there's such thing as a shtar kinyan. Certain things are nicknamed the shtar. For example, karka, kesef, shtar, and chadaka. I can spell karka by writing you a shtar on it. It doesn't work for metalkalin. And when it comes to ishos, we definitely find by kedushin, kesef, shtar, ubiya, and by gerushin, it is exclusively shtar. Right, the Ksiva Miskareshes, we were in touch a few places below, but the Acher. So that is Shtar, Kinyan. What's the relation between Shtar Kinyan and Edom? So that's the Machlokas Rameir Lazar that we mentioned. Rameir says, Edom Simakarti, you need Edom signed on the Shtar in order for it to be a valid Shtar Kinyan. Or the kinyan to be chal. Rilev says you need even to witness the handing over the shtar for it to be chal. And at least when it comes to gittin, karti miloshen krisa, what their shitas are when it comes to asada by a shtar, we don't know yet. And that's somewhat controversial. And maybe we'll get to that on another occasion. But then there's something called a shtar raya, where we all know you can bring a shtar into Besdin to prove something. And our sugya is tangentially mentioned, you know, when we need to answer questions, my focus for Rav Meir, Rav Lazar, which seems to be about a shtar, which is about shtar opinion. But our main sugya is about the raya shtar, right? If someone's holding a shtar, what does that prove and what does that not prove? A shtar proves that what it says in it is true. For example, if I have a shtar that says, I lent you $1 million, then you owe me $1 million. Obviously, that's only true if it's signed by Edom. Let's assume that for now, as a pashta, meaning if I have a shtar with Edom signed on it, that is Edom, that what it says in the shtar is true, and I can use it as a proof. That's the shtar raya. There's a fundamental question that the Rishonim asked about shtar raya, which really started bothering. Historically starting, but a good place to start illustrating this is the Rambam. The Rambam had a very big question. Says the Rambam, in Perek Gimel Chadal Zos Eidos, Din Torah Shein Mekabel Eidos Lo B'Din Mamunus Lo B'Din Nifashos Ela Mipi HaEidim Shenemer Al Pishnayim Eidim Mipiem Below Mipi Ksavim. Says twice in Shach, Mipiem Below Mipi Ksavim. Number one, it says in the 17th Vamos, you can't have an aide write his edus down and then come to Bezdin and be made if he doesn't remember it himself. He remembers himself, but if he doesn't remember it himself, because that Mishimbalim picks up on, he has to be made himself, not from what's written. And later on again, a mute person, not a deaf mute. Deaf mute doesn't have das and it's possible edus. But a hearing person who is mute cannot testify and can't talk, and he also can't just write his testimony to the Edim, to the Dayanim, for the judge to read, because Mipiyam below Piksavim has to be from their mouth, not from the Ktav. As the Rambam says, again, Mipiyam below Piksavim. So then what's a shtar? A shtar is Mipiksavim. It is only midrashanan that you can have edus shev shtar afish in edim kayamin, even if the edim are not around, the shtar works. And why? So tinal delet bifnei lovin, to not slam the door in front of borrowers, meaning to encourage people to lend money, because most 99% of, okay, that's an exaggeration, but many shtaros are. Right? If I lend you money, how do I know I'm going to get the money back? What if you deny it? So whatever. So you write a star, sign to two agents, sign a star, they lend you money, and then you have to pay me back. So says the Rambam, star raya is only at the kind of darbanan. Obviously, star kenya is midaraisa. We doctor took in the Torah that Avraham is telling my field I can write a star that if I want to marry a woman, I can give her a star. If I want to divorce my wife, I give her a star and for other things as well. But shtaraya is only midrabbanan, says the Rambam, because it's mipiksavam. And no one else agrees with the Rambam on that. The Ramban goes ballistic on the Rambam here. Tangent in the Shorish base of Sefer HaMitzvot and says it's impossible, brings many rayos against him, some just from the law of various Gemaras. And one of the things he says is, after all, if it's only Midrabanan, it should only work for Mamanos, because Hefker bez and Hefker, and the Rambam even says, ain't gonna be Adam Shivashtar being a knot of things that more Mako to the Golos. For sure, we don't give any punishment that the Adam Shivashtar, it's only Adam Mamanos. But he says, okay, what if the kibbutzin, right? If a woman brings a get, which is a star into Bezdin, then we kill people for adultery based on that star. So we do see that a star is thinking the effect of midaraisa. Okay, we'll go back and answer that in a few minutes. But the Rishonim come three directions as to how to explain a star in light of the fact that that we have a drasha with pihem below miksava. Star first is a pihem below miksava. One is the Rambam. Star is only midrabanan. Okay, I mean edush star. Two is based on Rabbeinu Tam. Says Rabbeinu Tam, a tremendous chiddush. Rashi on Chumash says, everyone starts with Rashi and Chumash. B'piyah v'lo b'ksavim, says Rashi and Chumash, something along the lines of, going yechtavu a dusam b'ksav b'shalchu l'bethin. They can't just write a letter and send it to Bethin. They have to testify orally. Written testimony is possible. That is in the possible stars. Says Rabbeinu Tam, who says that he's right? Who said? Look in the Gemara Gittin Daf. Where is it? Ayin Aleph. The Gemara Gittin Daf Ayin Aleph said that a mute person cannot testify by writing it down and sending it to the Dayanim. And says Rabbeinu Tam, a big chiddush here. There's a rule called the Bila in Bila Makhevetbo, called Shainabar the Bila Bila Makhevetbo. Now, what's the big chiddush? That rule doesn't apply to everything in the entire world. That rule tells us if you can do something, that's good enough, as long as you can do it. You don't actually have to. Right? It originally comes from the Menachos. It says, B'lulav HaShemen, it has to be mixed. Right? So we darshan that. No. Even if you don't mix the oil in, you have to pour the oil onto the flour. Right? Okay. Shula's warning, you heard a lot of different recipes from Menachos. You have to pour the oil onto the flour, or else it's not a mincha. Right? But even if I don't mix it, it's kosher, as long as I can mix it. And therefore, the Gemara concludes that if it's a small or medium-sized mincha, even if I don't mix it with kosher, it's raw in the bila. But if it's too large of a mincha, more than 50, then a throw-in, then I can't. It's too hard to mix. It's too large to mix properly. And therefore, it's possible. Okay, that's the time. That's exactly what's going on here. It doesn't mean you have to testify orally. It just means you have to be able to testify orally. If I am a speaking person, since I can testify orally, I can also testify through writing. It's only an elam, a mute person, who says he's not roy, let me pihem ma'akebo. So it's really only a psal of a mute person and not a psal written testimony.
Far for Rashi that we're concerned someone can write status for him. That's as far as I'm sure.
I don't, first of all, I have no way of knowing for sure this far behind Rashi. All I can do is speculate. And I don't want to speculate now because I think that's a bigger conversation, but I would say one can go one of two directions. One direction is the more popular, I mean, three directions. You can always say, they're at the custom, we don't know why, but I never liked doing that. I don't think Zeres custom is supposed to mean we don't know why. It could be that maybe there's one thing in the Torah and Parah Aduma that we're supposed to not know why. But I don't think Zera Zagat in general means we're not supposed to know why. I think Zera Zagat means we wouldn't have known that on our own. There are many things that I wouldn't have thought on my own, but when you think of them, I understand your logic. I wouldn't have thought the logic on my own, but I understand the logic when you're saying them. And if you're someone who I have faith in, then I'll believe you. So Hashem is a good example of that. So anyway, one derech I would say, you know, if you don't want to say there's no reason, which I never like, one is to say it's a matter of getting clarity. When someone speaks directly, then because they also darshan, you won't be able to interpret. You can't have a translator. When someone speaks directly, you can have clarity as to exactly what they're saying. You can see their body language, you can see their words. If it's not clear, you can ask them for clarification. When someone writes something down, there's no room for seeing how they say it. There's no room for asking more detail. You know, it's hard to get clarity when you don't have a face-to-face conversation. So it could be a lack of clarity. I think another direction, but this is a bigger issue with egos, which I'm not really know what I'm getting to now, is it could be a matter of responsibility. You know, one has to ask if we have a principal shop that called egos, shi'at ha'yachal ha'zbima is possible. Right? Which doesn't mean any agents that can't be disproven is possible. This is not, you know, the AJA or the Vienna School of Verificationism. It means any agent which you can't do hazama and punish the guy after zama is possible. You know, it's about the tension, not just about the verificationism. Why is that? It could be because, you know, agents is a funny bird. We're just trusting people and doing far-reaching conclusions, and doing significant actions that affect others based on their word. Maybe one of the reasons we do that is because they're taking responsibility for it. And it could be that if you're not really there in person directly, then there's a lack of you're taking responsibility for your words. So even if we understand your words, maybe we can't trust them if you're not standing up there, taking personal responsibility. Okay, I think those are two directions, which are clearly directions, but not our topic now.
I don't understand. Yeah, by Mincha, you could say, all right, since you can do it, it doesn't need to be done. But you need to have edus. How can you say just...
Morty, my intuition agrees with you. And let's be honest, I don't think anyone else agreed with the Rebbe of Tam. On the other hand, Rebbe of Tam is Rebbe of Tam. You're what?
Yes.
That's for sure. But the point is, my intuition agrees with you. Somehow, I mean, Tom's intuition was different. I agree. It's not intuitive common sense to me why that should be such a good equivalent. But you know, we find a similar thing by Chalitza. Again, it's not our topic at all. But you know, I have to say, what does she have to say first? And he has to say lo chapati, thank you. And even if they don't say it, as long as they're not mute, it's a valid chalitza. That's also a funny thing. So we find these funny things about mute people or versus speaking people. Rabbi Tom's not coming from nowhere. Grant serving of time, even if it's a little funny, though. Now, so what could you say? I'll hear a time. You could say, Eidos Bechav is Kshira. And only an Eling is possible. Now, that doesn't explain the Gemara in Yevamos, which said that a regular person can't write their testimony down and then come to court years later and testify based on it. So Rebbe Tam would have to say, that's a different drasha. There are two different drashas of people who saw them. One is that you have to be able to speak, but you don't have to speak, just be able to speak. The other is that you can't have secondhand testimony, even secondhand of yourself, right? That it's apocryphal, even secondhand testimony of yourself. I wrote it down, and then I read what I wrote down and testified, that secondhand testimony. Okay, there are two different drashas that have done the same words. I don't know if they really got the same words or klavdavka. Rebbe Tam will deal with it. That is two, those are two drachim. However, now you can count drachim differently. It doesn't matter. I'm going to count three. the mainstream derech.
Is there a distinction between Shtaraya and Rikim?
Not yet. Not yet. Okay. But give me a second. The mainstream derech, which okay, the way the Ketos counts that he counts four drachim and he divides the one I'm about to say into two, and I'll divide into three. But is that no? There's not a chiddush called a chesed shoftar. There's a chiddush, obviously. There's a chiddush called chesed shoftar, and a chesed shoftar is different than edus b'ktav. Edus b'ktav is edus through ktav. Star is a new period called star. That is that star is a special thing. Edus b'ktav might be purple. Edus b'ktav might be purple. But star, the Edus b'ktav, star is star. There's a chiddush called star. Why is there a chiddush called star? The Torah talks about star, the number or the number of star. However, the chiddush called star. Now, of course, we'll then have to explain. Well, it's very nice being able to say, oh, Edus b'ktav is purple, but a star is a chiddush of star. That's definitely Edus b'ktav. Special then. Okay, but if two Edus sign their names on testimony, what makes it a shtar is both Edus b'ktav? If I have a piece of paper signed by two Edus that says that it happened, how do I know if it's a shtar or if it's Edus b'ktav? Right? What makes it Edus b'ktav special? So the Rif has one day. This is the only thing I'm putting on the word now. Not a nice summary. So in Simcha Chet is, you know, what's the getter of shtar if it's not Edus b'ktav? So one opinion is the Rif. He says the Rif. He said shtar is what I give to the Baal Zohar. Meaning, what are the two cases of Bikim Lokstam Pakul in Shas? One is the aid keeps the shtar himself and then looks at it later for testimony. The aid keeping it himself. And the Shekel Tari, which is not a reunion at all, they got in some technical place where the only option is the aid to keep it himself. And then they said that's possible to Bikim Lokstam. If you can't give it to the Baal Zohar, then it's not valid. Okay, this comes with aid in the rib. You know, is it only if he has to keep himself, a plan to keep himself, or even if he's just temporarily keeping himself, or not into that, and the keeping in the mayal. We're talking, and even to testify, we're just writing it down and giving the paper to the dayan. Both those cases are not, like a classic shtar, imagine, is given to the Baal Zohar. Right? When I borrow $1 million from Yehuda, the whole chat of the IOU of the shtar is that Yehuda holds on to it. Right? Or when a husband divorces his wife, she usually get. Even though that's the din of shtar. The din of shtar is something signed by Edom that's given to the Baal Zohar to hold, like to keep in his pocket. That's what a shtar is about. Something written for the aid to later use somehow to testify in front of the judges, that Edom is the shtar. So then the written Mithira, the Baal Zohar. Okay, says one day in Tosos. There are two days in Tosos in a few places, but I put here the Tosos in. By the way, there is Thomas found the Tosos in Yevamos Daf Lamed Aleph. That was another place. That's the main place where he's found on the record sheet. The Tosos in Ksubas has 2 days, but one day in the Tosos, I think they're all three. Day in Tosos in Ksubas, and the Tosos attributes the term Bat. I didn't really find that was a cheap term Bat. You might make your mention of it, but one day he'll think Subat very clearly. He says, what makes it? Stephen Kitikon Shtaro. Okay, it's a very unclear getter, I admit. He says, if it's written like the way you write a star as opposed to the way you just write testimony, for example, now you have to figure out exactly what that means. Right. What is the way you write a shtar as opposed to the way you just write testimony? But especially since in many shtaros have the word testify. But somehow there's a formal tura of writing a shtar. If I just write, you know, I'd like you to know that at 5 o'clock on, you know, Monday, the 3rd of Shvat, Tashrin, Hey Beis, I saw, et cetera, et cetera. That edus bechtav, that's written as testifying. If you write it as the proper form of a shtar, that makes it a shtar. I admit, I would be happier if you said exactly what words are necessary to make it written the form of a shtar, and he doesn't. One can make a lot of speculations, but I'm not sure. So we'll just leave it at Stephen Kikin shtars have to be written in a certain formal surah of a shtar. However, both of those are minority shita. The mainstream shita is the Tosfos in most places. Tosfos, Tamim Komos, the Balamor, the Ramban. There are two Rambans in brackets on the Shekhus, producer Ramban right there on the main slink in Yavamos, and the Ramban Sikharmis has also mentioned that, and Rob Rishonin. This is definitely like, here we get to like this is, you know, sort of 10%. Here's the 90% of Rishonin. Rob Rishonin, say in two words what makes it a shtar? In two words, anyone? No, that's a result of being a
shtar.
It's written midat hamis chayiv. That's what else. There's some discussion. Tosfos that being written from the dot of bolus, or just from the dot of the one who's giving something up, meaning the dot of one who's gaining something. There's no kos. So the path of this, it doesn't need to be written. You know, one gives 3.3 star or something. It has to be written midat nehem. But the path of is, let's just go with the ikker. Again, it's no kos that if it says he owes me $1 million that I want it written. Okay. The path is that Eidus Bechtav means the Eidim on their own decide to testify. After all, Eidus, let us say Yehuda tells the Eidim, B'shnupanim ha'opet, I forbid you to testify that I owe Bednar money. They'll say, what are you talking about? You're telling us to violate Din D'Oraisa. Of course we're going to go testify, you know, whether you like it or not. That's the whole point of Eidus. And if you were filed, we're going to testify that they should kill you. Right? That's fine. That is Eidus. Eidus is what the Eidim do on their own against the Bali Din. And that, the PM belongs to Xalabi. There are Eidus. However, Shtar is written in the Hadith of the Chayyim. The whole point of a Shtar is that I authorize a Shtar to be written. We had a bit of a discussion that also Eidus of the Kufa. You need authorization to write a Shtar. But I authorize a Shtar to be written. If I lend Yehuda $1 million, Yehuda says, okay, I agree. If you lent me $1 million to write it down in this bar. And then the two agents sign. You need to authorize the agent to sign a shtar. It just points out there's one exception where we find a shtar written in Shashalomidat from Pipe that it must be a special to come to our bond under unique circumstances. But a normal shtar is only written midat hamaskayiv. And that makes it different. The fact that the Mishkayiv, that I, the one who's losing, authorized it, that makes it different. Siva Midas Hamishkayiv. That is the key. And the Balaam Mor has a memorable formulation of it. What's the memorable formulation of the Balaam Mor? And he does a below. Maybe he has below Mikstava Midashin. It's below Mikstava. We exclude Mikstavam, but we don't exclude
Mikstavam.
We can't blow Mikstavam, but Mikstavam is fine. Ksavam, the Aiden Stav is possible. But Ksavam, Baldover Stav. I don't mean the Baldover literally wrote in his handwriting. That's not necessary at all. I mean the Baldover authorized. The Baldover Aiden decided. They're signing as, I mean, Shlucham Shlucham Gamoto, it's possible he doesn't tell, but they're signing as agent. Of the Baldover, as the Balamor says, me peaks Savam is Pasol, but this is the Balamor's cap, me peaks Savam is Kosher. Whether or not, I don't know if you mean the serious drusher or not, because it's a drusher on a drusher, not a drusher on a pasol, it's over me peaks Savam is Pasol. So I don't think he means this is a drop because all darts and people will be some, we can darts and people will be some, but yes, we be some. Nice way of illustrating a point that when Chazal made the drusha, they were medayik in the words of their drusha to this idea, to be meramis to this idea of darts and the chayyab. We can blow be some. Okay, that's the chayyab makes it different. That is the mainstream approach. And this brings us back to Yehuda's question, which really is Rechaim's question. It's a little unfair that I put the Rechaim on the sheet, I realized, because really the Nesiva said it. Just Rechaim explained it a little further. How do you answer the Ramban's question on the Rambam? Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvos, speak question than the Rambam was, how do we rely on Gittin and Kiddushin for Dinei Nefashot, Shtar Gittin, a get, and a Shtar Kiddushin? How do we rely on that for Dinei Nefashot if it's only Kavdei Rabbanan? Right? Forget Dinei Nefashot, have an infinite answer, right? Chazal's don't forget Dinei Nefashot, it's very simple. A woman is married, we all know she's married, she's Bechezkat married. He shows up to Rabbanut, he says, I want to get married. They say, what do you mean? You're already married. She says, no, here's my proof. Brings out a get signed by doing it. If she brings out a get signed by no one, it's worthless, obviously. She brings out a get signed by two agents. They say, do you have aging hysteria? Did anyone see that get delivered to you by your husband? She says, oh, well, I don't have aging hysteria, parts of the rib. Or I have them, but they, died or went to the Venus Sayyam. According to Rashi Tosafot, they say, how do we know you're divorced? What do you mean? I have proof right here.
Maybe even according to the Rambam, it's
let her remarry based on the Eidos. If it's only Drabanan, how we master the Isser of Ishit Ish based on Eidos, the Likashim Drabanan. So here is the Machloksi, the Ksoth, and the Nesib. Fed the Ksoth.
To the Rambam, you don't even need the Eidos to see right now.
Correct. Says the Ksoth. That's also Midrabanan, they allow monistic shtaros, shalotinol belt that they love it, or for commerce or whatever. And Midrabanan, they allow Gittin, again, not that they get Exekinion, that's Midrabanan, because of what they increase us. But who says the proof afterwards? Maybe you need to bring money agents to prove it afterwards. Who says the proof afterwards? Midrabanan, they allow the get to be a star riot, be proof afterwards. Why? We shouldn't have done that because it'd be fun. That's Tikkun Olam. That part of the Tikkun Olam is just that for the Rambam, for the Sos. Tikkun Olam is just that choose to use Eidei Chasima instead of Eidei Nesira, so it'll be around. Tikkun Olam is that Eidei Chasima are worth anything at the Raya in the first place. That's the Sos. Says the Sos. Here is a fundamental Machlokas how to take the Rambam. What about Kosha Ramban Mi Gittin? Says the Sos. He says, nope, Gittin are also only a raya midrabanan. If you ask how the rabbanan matter each this alma, they still put the same magic word. What's the magic word? Right, or I would just go one line earlier and say, Afkinim rabbanan l'kiddushin minei. Right, rabbanan l'kiddushin l'kiddushin. Okay, however, the Nesivo disagree, and the Grach goes with the derech of the Nesivos, that's on the cover sheet here. The Nesivos disagree. The Rambam would like to quote this from his grandfather, even though it's the Nesivos, and says, no, even the Rambam admit that a get is a kosher raya midoraita. Okay, that makes a lot of chas work much easier. All the things getting work much easier. How does that shin with the Rambam? And Edith Perkyon Lachadalit says, the Nesivos, explaining more by Rechaim. Funny, Rechaim doesn't quote the Nesivos. Okay. But says that the Nesivos is right there also. So this is the same so somewhere there. So we call cast the cotton above the Nesivos, so we call cast the cotton line, if you don't believe me. And the Rechaim is on the first sheet on this Rambam. As says the Nesivos and the Grach, there's a relationship between Shtar Kinyan and Shtar Raya. If a star is a star kinyan, then it's also a valid raya midoris. A star kinyan is also a valid raya midoris. That comes from the computer outside. Okay. If a star is a kinyan, meaning the star means happen, then it's a valid raya midoraisa. If the star is not a kinyan, it's not a valid raya midoraisa. What do I mean? If I give my wife a get, the get is what made her divorced. So if it's signed by Adam, it's a valid raya midoraisa. But if I borrow money from you, borrow $1 million from Yehuda and Edom sign a shtar chob, the shtar chob didn't make him owe me $1 million. My lending him made him owe me $1 million. He owes me $1 million without the shtar. The shtar is only for a raya on something that already happened. Or another example, if I sell you my field, the Kenyan shtar, then that shtar is a valid raya and d'oraisa, said the Sifus of the Gran. However, if I sell you my field, the Kenyan kesef or chazaka, and then you say, oh, but I'd like some proof. I'd be sure. First two Edom, let's make some proof. That's all we need to run on. Right? That's the comp. He said that a star Kenyan is a raya min haTorah. Only a star Kenyan is a star. It's not a Kenyan, it's not a raya min haTorah. The way the Rav would like to say it's over, right? You can find this in the brackets in Shira Rav and Giving Sessions Giving. The Rav said over. Why? Because he thinks, now, you could just say that basically what's happening is that the Rambam is admitting the idea of Hetzel Shel Shtar. Basically, the Rambam is half admitting the idea of Hetzel Shel Shtar. What we're saying is that, according to this, there denies the idea of Kephthah. There is no Kephthah will star in Torah. Or what we're saying is no. He accepts three halfway. There is a Kephthah will star in Torah, but only when it's the star that made the Kenyan, not if it's a star that's purely for Raya, star purely for Raya puzzle, a star that the Kenyan could also be a Raya, meaning. Rambam, Lefi, Nesivos, Ugrah, what's he saying? Star Kenyan. A Star Kenyan makes it a Kephthah Star. What the Rav adds that you could have said, because a star that's not a Kenyan has no basis in the Torah. The Torah never gives any remnants of a star that's not a Kenyan, such as a star in a loan. A star in a loan is not a Kenyan. I give you the money and you owe me the money, so I lend it to you. The star doesn't make the halos happen, it's just testimony. That's only a drop on, and that has no hint in Tanakh. To the best of my knowledge, not even hint to that in Tanakh. However, a star that actually makes the halos happen, that's found in Gittin, that's found in Dine Malinos in the Torah, both Berez and in the and in the Nafi. That kind of star is a halos star because the Torah mentions it. The Rav took a different way. The Rav said, no, it's really that he even agrees with the other Rishon correlation of Dach HaMaschai. He just said, it's only a star that's written in Dach HaMaschai. He says, Dach HaMaschai doesn't mean the person who's losing faith on the testimony. It means the person who's giving something up in the transaction. A Maschai, Dach HaMaschai is only someone who is giving something in a transaction. And therefore, if it's a Shtar Kenyan, then one party is giving something in a transaction, that's a Dach HaMaschai. If it's not a Shtar Kenyan, no one's giving anything to transaction. Just one guy, it's bad for him to have the Aegis, and one guy's good for him to have the Aegis. That's not a Dach HaMaschai. So the Rav even said this is like a subcategory of Dach HaMaschai. And you don't have to go that far. You could just say that for one reason or another, there's a special thing of Shtar Kenyan.
I'm going to say that in the beginning, in order that the halos of the beginning is the Midaris, according to everybody, because we have the Aegis here already in there. And then later on, when it becomes more of like a Shtaraya, because now you're just coming to being, it's already, you're divorced. You are divorced in reality. It's a question of like now improving it. So in that case, we don't care if it's Midor Vana. Why should it? Because you need to prove it again, Midor Raisa, because it is Midor Raisa.
No, you still, anything that happens to Midor Raisa, you still need to prove.
Okay, but it's done Midor Raisa.
But everything that's done Midor Raisa still needs to prove. If I sell you my phone, if I give you my phone as a present, you can't even have Bob, that's done Midor Raisa. I still need to prove it.
You could just be done in the right though.
What?
You need to prove it.
I need proof in the right
though. Maybe going around, you don't need to prove it.
No. Oh, you want to get that. What happens, you still need to prove it. Me the right. Yeah, it takes someone's word for it. We have to use that enough. We need proof. Okay, unless you're saying a different, then speaking different words. Okay, this is the background. Now, yay for Ian at this point. We now have two possible. I point out the Ranger Pound also. The passion of Rabbi Tam, it's not so clear. We don't necessarily have Rabbi Tam's original formulation. The reason I said I'll hear Rabbi Tam is that Rabbi Tam definitely said it. It could be that Rabbi Tam also held from Derech 3. He might have also held the Chesed Shel Shtar. He's saying, there's a Chesed Shel Shtar, And there's also Eidus Bechtam Tuk. So it's not clear to me that Tam himself also agrees with Kepshel Shtar and also Eidus Bechtam Kepshel, or says there is no Kepshel Shtar. The only explanation that Eidus Bechtam is Kepshel. Not 100% clear. But definitely the Kepshel Shtar stands in Tam is that he denies that Kepshel Shtar is not this. No, I'm just Eidus Bechtam. We need a professional test. Okay, I can't prove that Rabbi Tam himself held that because it could be Rabbi Tam held or it's Satan. There are two kinds of kosher written
testimonies. Maybe Rabbi Nutam, maybe Rabbi Nutam that requires aging Mesira for get, even according to Rabbi Meir, does holds that a star, that it's not, I mean, that it doesn't hold like that. That a star is not an edus for the.
Okay, that's a very, very fair point. And we'll come back to that. He says, it's a sheet of written Thomas, the second time Joel referred to a two year in a row that we haven't seen inside. Which is unique shita, which is that even according to our mayor says Eide Chathima Karti, you also need Eide Mesira. You need Eide Chathima in order to make it a kalos safer Christmas, only safer to find, and you need Eide Mesira because Eind of Shemera Bach will shine. Shita Jump and Rabbeinu Tam. He wants to say that that works well according to the social version of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds there's no such thing as anything special about Shar. All there is Eidus Bechtav, then perhaps the Eidus Bechtav is not a special shtar for reasons we're about to say, is not good enough to be published to be Eid of Shar Prophet Shine. That's what you need in a Sira. Okay, but well, I'll explain that further in a moment. Okay, let us now take it one step further. We now have a Chakira. The Chakira is when we have a shtar, is the shtar merely Eidus Bechtav? Or is the shtar of new chepta, a special chepta shel shtar, which transcends the normal rules of Eidus. So, yesh lachkor. Yesh lachkor. What's the nature of Eidus shtar? Is it Eidus bechtav, or is it a new chepta shel shtar? Either way, it's Eidus, we get the power of Eidus. And the question is, right, the afkamina is, first of all, how to answer question from the peak saha, right? If it's age of Bechtav, you're going to give either answer two, right, age of Bechtav kasher, or maybe what the Rama means, which is Eidus Bechtav is kosher mi drabana, right? Kosher to the Rama, Eidus Bechtav is kosher mi drabana. If you're going to say it's a chesed shel shtar, you're going to give answer three, shtar shiny, right? Or maybe, in this case, Lachor, this is what Rav Chaim talks about, and he definitely comes down on this side, Rav Chaim thinks that when the Rama says it's kosher mi drabana, he doesn't mean the Rabbana is a Pesavis Kusher. He means the Rabbana is a Chet Shal Shtar. Especially for the hip, if he's a right to the Chet Shal Shtar on some cases, the Rabbana they extended the Chet Shal Shtar to other cases. So, let's see, Grah, that, no, me the Rabbana, Kirchibu, Chet Shal Shtar, Afilo, Lishtar, Sh'eino Shtar Kenyan. Right. Again, I'd be less likely to have only invented a Chesed Shtar. But if you take the Nesivas as opposed to it, so there, which is that there is a Chesed Shtar half the time for Shtar Kenyan. There's not the other half the time for Shtar Raya Grida. Then maybe there is a Chesed Shtar Shtar Raya Grida. Not so crazy. Okay, what might be a Nafkamina? All these Nafkaminas are maybe. Basically, if it's Eidus Bechtav, so there are no special chidushim. If it's a new Chesed Shel Shtar, then maybe there still don't have to be any particular special chidush. But at the rate there could be, and there are so many chidushim that exist according to so many Yerushalmim that it really makes you believe that there's such a special thing called Chesed Shel Shtar. One of the places this comes up is the question of, really, or maybe all the places it comes up, is the question of what the shtar is made on. What is the content of the Eidus of the Shtar? What's the content of the Eidus of the Shtar? Right? If you say Shtar is Eidus of Bechtav, then
It's made on what the Eidos say. They saw X, they say X, Shalom Yisrael. If the new cat's choked dart, you don't have to make any confusion, but we'll see, everyone does. And certainly one of the things, the whole point of cat's choked dart is that it's not regular old-fashioned Eidos Kassab. It's a new cat's choked dart, which perhaps is made on more than the Eidim actually saw and said. So that's really the Nafka Mina is, what is the star made on? So one example would be, how do we know the star is kosher? How do we know a star is kosher? What do you mean, how do we know a star is kosher? It's on by two Eidim. How do we know those two Eidim are kosher? You can check if you want, right? Or rule people are kosher, etc. I mean, how do you know any two Eidim are present are kosher? So you check out the best you can. How do we know star is not forged? It's not mezuyah. So halach lemaisa. Halach lemaisa. Morty comes in with a star that says, I owe $1 million. I say mezuyah. Halach lemaisa, what happens? Right? I owe $1 million. You forged the star yourself for you. Hire someone to forge it for you. I never borrow money from you. Halach lemaisa, what do we do?
Stones.
What? Kiyum Sharos, right? We require Kiyum Sharos. Kiyum Sharos means authenticating the signatures. I have to prove these signatures are authentic. Right? I have to go to Bezdin and either have the Eden come in and say, we signed it, or have the Eden come in and say, you know, we don't remember. We signed so many things, it's definitely our signatures. Or have someone else come in and say, this is their signatures, etc. Have some proof it's their signatures. And then the Dayanim spying on the bottom, you know, like nowadays, a notary, right? Anyone ever been to a notary? What does a notary do? A notary signs on the bottom is not just a regular balba. He's a special guy with special authorization to sign on the bottom that this is authentically signed, right? That's not mezuyah. So again, didn't have notaries in the time of Chazal. The Bezdin did it, right? And what do we call what Bezdin writes and signs on the bottom of the shtar after it became shtar? A hentech, right? Kiyum shtars. Says the Gemara in many places, including the very beginning, Daf Gimel and Aleph of Maseches Gittin, that Kiyum Sharos only drop on it. Mi de Oraisa, we assume it's kosher without Kiyum Sharos. Only mi Rabbana you need proof. Why do Oraisa assume it's kosher? Well, then we have the phrase. What's Rish Lakish's famous phrase? Eidim Achtumen al Ashtar, Kamishinethra Eidu Sundit Bezdin Dami. Eidim signed on the star, it's as if their nechra eidus under Bezdin. It's as if their eidus is already accepted in Bezdin. No questions. You don't question a star. Midrabanan, they require Kiyum Sharos. Okay. And now, this seems like a tremendous finish to us, even I'll give you time to say, which is, you don't write, you know, you can, seems like you can get away with a lot. And that might get into a lot of the folks in the chron of exactly what are the contours of this thing. Does it really mean in all circumstances need to write you don't need Kiyum Sharos? Or just in some circumstances, just in some limited circumstances. But what shot? So here is a fundamental machloket. You know, without getting into the practicalities of it, the Stoth has a nice line where he says that in Simon Membav. I have it here, Morton. Yeah, I think I do, no?
Yes.
Thank you. So, the toast has a line here. He said give me a second. No, it's just a chazaka. Chazaka, people don't have chutzpah to forge. Why don't people have chutzpah to forge? Because eventually you're going to disprove them, perhaps. Delekli or taimim shum the natek necher vebedin to imkina katik tiksha haloshav shayet cholberim and atorah etc. Don't say that the reason is because kenechra induced on the bedin. No. Don't say it's because there's some special rule necro in some event. It's not because of any special rule necro in some event. That's just a mellifluous phrase. It's because of the Kazaka. And here's what we're showing. And Rashi said, Kazaka people don't have chutzpah to forge shows. Okay, what's he basically saying?
The Gemara says the Eidos don't look like Mishnah after using Beth and Tani. So that don't say that's why we don't suspect forgery.
No, we don't suspect forgery. Just because the Kambaka is charged, not forged. That's just the key phrase.
But Reb Chaim takes it the other direction. Reb Chaim says no. Says the,
you know why we don't suspect the forge? Now, Minastam, he also says you need some common sense basis. Assume it's probably not forged, etc. But whatever that common sense basis is, you know, I don't think Reb Chaim is going to say we're doing ridiculous things.
Right, he's not, right? Who was that early Christian philosopher, Tertullian, right? Says you believe because it is absurd.
He's not saying you believe things in the shard because they're absurd.
No, obviously, we want the shard of the common sense to probably be authentic. But you know what? A shard is probably authentic because people don't usually forge sorrows. That's not enough to be Motzi Mamon. You're not Motzi Mamon based on, well, Mr. Stam, of the common sense, it seems to be okay most of the time. No, that can't be. You can't say anenfadi that every shtar is not forged. It's not showing up to be an anenfadi to be 100% true. Give me a break. It's forged things all the time. Rather, said Reb Chaim, that's part of the Kiddush of Shtar. Shtar is an agent of Sab. You can say, okay, it's agent of Sab. You need to have 100% proof. This is really the agent of these people. And if you don't have 100% proof, then I'm also going to go to the able to see Imam, and I'll be wrong with Chazaka. He says, no. The part of the Kiddush of the Kiddush of Shtar is that the Shtar is made that it's kosher. Shtar is made on its own copies. I know that sounds Mukhodish. That's not circular, but that's exactly what the concept of shtar is. As long as, again, please don't misquote me. Don't misquote me quoting the Rav, quoting Reb Chaim. He doesn't mean if the odds are that it's papal, it still may have been its kosher. No, yesh vov at a certain point. But at the very least, if it seems to be kosher, I'll be general minhag olam, just you don't have proof. The proof is that the shtar is made on its own kashrus. And that's why that commission never knew some of that's been done. The shtar becomes the chepta of kosher eidos. Once the prophet's been done, it's kosher. Somehow the shtar shortcuts the normal derech and is made on its own kashrus. Why would we have such a crazy thing? Well, of course, because otherwise you couldn't have a chepta shel shtar, because if a chepta shel shtar did not have a legal presumption of kashrus, then it would be useless. So part of the zeres hakatzah is that it's made on its own kashrus. That is what Reb Chaim said. And with this, as the Rav explains, but it is sure in the beginning of Gittin, he explains many things, such as the Tosfos in Daf Yud Chet on the days in Gittin. He asked, what kind of complicated case we're not getting into now, we're probably not going to get into this year. Nimsa Echmei Korva Puzzle. You know, if you have three or more Eidim and one of them is Puzzle, they're all Puzzle. So what if you have three Eidim combined in a Shtar? In the old days, in the time of their Shonim, it was the Minhag that all of Psulim signed in the Shtar. I don't mean they would go find God's one. But all the relatives. So they Suba, all the relatives would sign. It was an insult if you didn't have your uncle to find your Suba in the days of the Rishonim, strangely enough. What are Nimsa Echmei Korva Puzzle? So no problem. Here we get into a myriad of details we're not getting into now. But one of them is, did they intend to sign together to be made? Did they not intend to be made? Who signed first? Who signed second, etc.? And what do we say? Say even if the uncle was signed first and then two kosher eidim, we assume the two kosher eidim signed and then left room for the uncle or something. Basically, we always assume they signed in a way that they're not the sire and his kosher. Says Tosuf, how do we know? Okay, we know that it's kosher. Not only that, there's a Shut Ramban. I'm sorry I didn't give you the whole Shut Ramban. Who quotes the Rehi, I only put the Rehi Nechananel. But there's a Shut Ramban, quoting Rehi Nechananel. He's doing the same case. You have the uncle. He doesn't say uncle. He just says Krova. You have the uncle and the brother-in-law signed on the Shtar. And you want to know if it's kosher or not. And he says, oh, we always assume every shtar is kosher, unless you can absolutely prove beyond the shadow of a doubt that it is possible. Why? He says, oh, there's a Reina Hananel. How about Yeshlomar Mutam, Yeshlomar Mu'ochar? What's the case there? Right? The Gemara says, what if you have a shtar that's fine and the date is Yud Tishrei? Okay, well, whoever signed it on Yod Tishrei is possible Ida. So, or it's just a random day. You work out for the Shabbat, etc. There's no problem. It's summer, they just post-dated it. Right? Meaning, we bend over backwards to say, oh, of course, a star is kosher, no matter what. And that's what we want. Lomach Lekina raised the star. The Lomach Yad Bal Shtar Al Atachona. We don't think Yad Bal Shtar Al Atachona. There is a rule called Yad Bal Shtar Al Atachona. We find in Shas. If you're not sure exactly how much the star says, I owe you thousands of dollars. You don't know how many thousands, something like that. Then, how is there a variety? My Yad is all the time. It only proves, but admittedly proves. Okay, that's if they weren't careful to, and they wrote ambiguous language in the text. But as far as the experts of the star, Yad Bal Shtar Hal Yona, we always assume the star is kosher until proven otherwise. And he puts this all together. After all, we don't assume the Zoyef Midoraisa, and we don't also Midoraisa from getting that. We don't assume there was the Nimtzeh Echon Kavra Patol. And he says, we don't assume it was fine on Shabbat and Yom Kippur. We assume it was fine on whatever day. You know, if we find the Edom weren't in the right place at the right time, right? Remember, good old fashioned Hazama. Say, oh, no problem. They just postdated it. They predated it. Whatever. If it's kind of started, the postdated is kosher, they postdated it. If it's kind of started, the predated is kosher, they predated it. You know, we always bend over backwards to say, Avad and the Shar is kosher. Why do we bend over back to say, Avad and the Shar is kosher? Because the Edom couldn't start. We just have to do the bed and done. What does that mean? Right? So how far do you take this? So you can't say it's all chazakas. You know, it's just a chazaka that people don't forge. And it's also chazaka people don't sign a star with any other food. So it's a chazaka. Anyone who bothers to sign a star knows the rules of shtaro and wouldn't waste their time doing it in a puffle way. Okay, that's a lot of chazakas, and they need to be very strong chazakas. You're multi-mon based on them. That's your class. He said, and the Rav summarizes the, you know, he said pieces of it in the Chibur. The Chibur is the Yeshiva's nickname for the Rekhaim of the Rambam, which he himself, he himself wrote, came out authorized in his lifetime, or was written authorized in his lifetime, and the Rav summarizes and expands it in the beginning of the Shir and the beginning of Seth's Gittin and a few other places. Says, no, Seth, what kind of this is the magic of Shar? This is the Chiddush of Shar. The Chiddush of Shar, we can never use a bet and dummy. A Shar automatically is made that it's kosher. And what with this big mucker is if you just flip your, you open Ksubas for a second to dock your test on the base. Sorry, I know you don't have to do this with you. But Ksubas Yud Tes Amud Beis is a very complicated sugya. We're not going to get into it. I'm just reading the shots. Okay, I'm impressed. Says the Gemara, Shnayim Aksun Al Shar Umesu Bo Shnayim Neshukir Amru. The Umesu may or may not exist. We're not getting into the Mayim Rafi Gersa. Shnayim Neshukir Amir Danik Shav Yadim Hu Amal Anusma Yukanma Yusuba Yidu Sayu. Arei Eilu Ne'amanim Yesh Shav Yadam Yesh Eilu Shav Yadim Hu Lashik Shav Yadim Yosma Gamaka Yerish Shav 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 Shav. Basically, if you have a star to summarize, a star McQueen, right? We can authenticate the signatures. And then two Edom come and say, what do you mean? They're programmed, they're Suli Eidos, they're Anusim, they're possible, it's not true. What do we do? Gemara says that we don't believe these possible Edom. Gemara says, my being makes star value, what we treated the good star, am I trading him? What do you mean? It's trade, two Edom against two Edom. Let's go to the door, then they go on to the technicalities. Basically, if a star said, Michael owes Aryeh $1 million, signed Reuben and Shimon, Levi and Yehuda come and say, what do you mean? Levi and Shimon are possible Edom. What do you mean? Levi and Shimon report that gunpoint is on Sheker. Okay, let's say they're possible Edom. We call that trade. 2 versus 2. Right, so it's a stalemate. 2 versus 2. Let me ask you a simple question. Simple question. Reuben and Shimon come into court and say, Michael, pay him $1 million. Levi and Yehuda come into court and say, Reuben and Shimon, you're puffle. What's the din? We believe Levi and Yehuda. Reuben and Shimon are not cautious to testify themselves. We believe Levi and Yehuda. The peer
after all, they knew to testify your apostle. We don't know anything else. Now, this is very complicated how to read this here. Look at the Tosafot, look what gold we're showing here. But it's funny because Trey Trey said the Rav, the name of his grandfather. Why is it Trey Trey? If Reuven shows who came to court and Levi who said they were apostles, they'd be apostles. Right? That's what does the Gemara always say? The Gemara says, the body of the Paphlina of the God Bunusan. Don't tell me about Hazama and Hafasha and everything. The Gemara says very clearly. Levi Yehuda come in and say, Reuven Shimon, showing your apostle, we saw you feel. Levi Yehuda believe, Reuven Shimon, your apostle. But a star is trade to trade. Why? It's the star is made on its own kashras. Therefore, the Aden Shiva star are considered a valid Aden of the Rav Kashras. Not necessarily Mikanel Ahava, if they want to come to Bedestin, I don't know. But for the star counts as two Aden on its own kashras. The Aden Shiva star counts as two Aden on its own kashras. Perhaps even more so, again, perhaps, yes, again, that's good, yeah, than real live Aden. Why? That's part of the finish of star, and that was a big mumper of Rakhain. How do we know the star is made on its own kashras? If man is unconscious because of the super the effect of base, strain into, if the star just innocently says, clone me, you know, stop the soya, and two Aiden comes to say, puffle, it's straight and the star is made on its own conscious. Now, I'm not saying it's a knockdown truth. You could say, well, maybe Aiden Malparos was made on their own conscious. Maybe it was made on their own conscious. Just sometimes, yeah, sometimes, okay, that's the right kind of case. Not for. Now, but that's the yesod of Rav Chaim. Let me just put this on the board. I realized I want to do something else, right? What is the star made on? How about its own conscious? If it's Aedus of Achav, then about the note. How do we know it's Shara's kosher? Right? So there's no Aedus.
Maybe it's like Rabbi Miller yesterday. Maybe it's like Rabbi Miller calls it a Ruba de Lata Kaman, and it's more than just Chazoka.
Okay, obviously this has to be very strong Chazoka, because it's multiple, right? And, but says the Rav Chaim, Alpi, the Gemara in Subas, your test of a babe. No, it's a started man. Star mayed al the star mayed al kashri. So again, I don't mean stars made, but Kashri shall eat us. The stars who eat them are mayed on their own kashra, and then it is Nika that Nika harkavas tovos rak ramban. Le sharps, what are you going at? Anything else like a pakol star besides gezuyah? Nifach and karu pakol, being shabbat, being yontif, etc. Oh, any the even being pakol, any soul that could be in the star may have been covered. Here you're going to have to say that you can only expand this concept if you have an umdana that no one signed a star with any problem. Okay, maybe there's such an umdana. I'm not saying the craziest thing in the world, but that would be a big hit. What's much better for a kind of star made on its own copy?
Can this point as part of the Rambam? Can this find the Rambam a little bit? Maybe Rambam say star all the way Durabana, but it had that extra, image of star with built in it, and that would be enough to just testify after the fact on something that happened to be Durabana.
But again, then what does he mean as the Durabana?
because the shard itself, meaning it's midrabanan. It's not a midraisa.
So it has an extra midrabanan or midraisa?
No, it had no edus, so midrabanan. But that's enough with the testimony, meaning with the
testimony. That's enough to make the testimony midraisa.
At least midraisa midraisa. We said we don't actually have to be.
Maybe, but it's a kish. I'm not sure that I'm committed. Yesh ladder. There's one thing that I didn't really properly want to get into, but I just want to throw it in here. Let's see if we have a decent color that will come out in the board, which is, before that, how about Drisha Bakakira? Right? Drisha Bakakira. What did the Gemara say in the Yud Zayin Amad Beis? You can just listen to me if you don't want to flip. The Gemara says, it's just a few words I'm going to read to you. I meant Yud Zayin Amad Aleph. Itmar, Vnei Teknu Zman Begitin. Why did they make it that kind of that you have to write the date and the guess? Okay. Rabbi Yochanan says, Basa Chosda responds to the paper of all kinds of like, rip someone off if the date wasn't written in a, you know, or get away with some crime if the date wasn't written in a guess. Okay. The Mepharshim asked a simple question. Putting the Ma Tiknu Zman Begitin, why do they make the kind of Zman Begitin? The woman's going to use her get later. Not just a star riot, a starkin. I a starkinian. Why would you need to write the date? But here we're talking about the riot. We're talking about proving it afterwards, right? Is it the Takis Mas that afterwards she can prove when she was divorced, so we'll know if she was committing adultery or not in between? Or that she can prove when she was divorced, so we'll know who gets the income from her property in between? So yeah, proving it later. What do you mean, why would they even attack his man? Because we want to prove when she was divorced to avoid, ambiguity in terms of adultery or to avoid any ambiguity in terms of who gets the income from her field. You need zman because all edus needs zman. What is the basic thing that edus needs? Drisha b'chakira. What does Drisha b'chakira mean in two words? Two words. What does it mean that we need Drisha b'chakira for edus? Does it just mean interrogation? What does it mean halakhically? Drisha b'chakira? What? Exactly. Zman and makom. Arish and makom. They need to say the time and place. That's what Drisha b'chakira means, the time and place, right? Or darshu, that's seven times in the Torah. If you put together all of their shabbos, etc., I come down to seven times in the Torah. You need seven things. They need to say which week the cycle it was, which year in the week the cycle it was, which month it was, which Yovel cycle it was, which week the cycle it was, which year in the week the cycle it was, which month it was, which day the month it was, which day of the week it was. Fascinatingly, there's some like built-in redundancy there, and what place it was, right? So of course they need to say this month and get me to Raisa because of Drisha v'Chakira. So mapit om, that it's a later to come into our bonnet that's man and getting to some other technical reason. Don't you need this man for Trishma Hakira? So I forgot one of the course sheets, but there's an okay Yosef in the fourth paragraph of Sanhedrin who said, you can look it up, and Yosef would be in fourth paragraph of Sanhedrin, he said, you're right. Midah writes that you do need man. Just midrabana, they took away Trishma Hakira from Divin Mamanos. Right? Anyone recall the fourth paragraph of Sanhedrin? What's the fourth paragraph of Sanhedrin called? Echad Dine Mamanos, the Echad Dine Pashmi Drisha Vakira. But Midrabbanan, they took away Drisha Vakira from Dine Mamanos. Hotel Delphine Lovin, so they're not to impede loans and probably commerce. So based on the videos, they said, Midrabbanan, they took away Drisha Vakira from Mamanos. So they also took away from Gittin to Maguna. And then they put it back because of this reason. So basically, says the Nimuka Yote. Says the Nimuka Yote. Sanhedrin, Perek Dalet. I think it's Daflam and Beis in Dali Gemara, not the Rif. He says, Mida Oraitha, you need Zman. What? Patricia Bakakira. That makes sense. It's English. Says Rapayan, that is his main point, and then he gets into deeper things. In Perek Hey Halachavav, says Rapayan, Pita Oraisa Ain. You don't mean Zman. Why? He says, listen to the Lasha. He's not someone like Dark, we can necro you some of that and tummy. It's the ready necro, meaning it's a catastrophe of that hero. So they don't need to write, say the time and place, because automatically they're a catastrophe of that hero. You consider a time, come on! Yes, it's a different pathologization of a hero. If they did the thing, if they said this is what happened at this place at this time, then if it has the pathologization of a hero was already accepted in this, then Alpamina is a two-way to be tricked, and that, you know, we assume it's culture. But they still have to say the time and place. So kind of says, no, they're probably in time and place. Why? In Eidos, you need the time and place. But Shtar is different than regular Eidos. Shtar, and I'll explain later a little why to get through this way, because it seems strange concept, so why not have time and place? Shtar is different than regular Eidos. It's automatically a Cheshishal Eidos without a Haggadah, with no Haggadah. With no Haggadah, they don't come in Jewish life here. It's already commissioned every Jew of the Ben Dami. They didn't say anything. As a matter of fact, I'll, you know, go ahead a little here. No, they say anything. They didn't even see anything. Right? What did the Mishnah say about the Vavra? Kosvin Shtar. Lova afishay malva emo kosin shtar la ish afishay ish emo. How does shtar work? I say I wanted to work my wife. Don't worry. I wanted to work my wife. I go to two. It's so first say, can you write to get me to work my wife? Go to aim say, can you write to get me to work my wife? They say sure. They sign again and they give it to me. I put it in my pocket. What now? I might decide I tear it up and throw in the garbage, or I decide I wanted to work my wife and I see my wife. They say here's your get your divorce. Right, and keep in mind, according to the rib, I can bang all the bingo, even the two of us, I can give her the guess. Right, and it's valid. And even according to Rashi and Tosfos, I can give the guess for two other agents here, then go to the Yunathayam. But they get it, still a good truth. Hold on, you guys find it again. If we were to ask them, you know that Bednar divorced his wife, they say, no, we just know that he authorized us to sign a guess because he was thinking of divorcing his wife. Right? We don't know if it's in the end or not. You know, a lot of people change their minds at the last minute. They didn't even see it happen. Colton Malve Imo. I could say to the Aiden, you know what? I want to borrow 10,000 shekel from Yehuda, but it's gonna be awkward because I'll go to him and I'll say, can you lend me 10,000 shekel? And I mean, why do human society need shtar, right? Shtar is not only exerts a couple of Judaism. All human societies have shtar, to the best of my knowledge. Why do human societies have shtar? Because they're very, very useful. Think about it. I want to borrow 10,000 shekel from, right? See, I've become a better Zionist in the last few minutes. I'm not borrowing dollars. I want to borrow 10,000 shekel from Yehuda. Or maybe when I'm borrowing the shekel there. You owe me dollars. I owe you shekels. I want to borrow 10,000 shekels from yeah, me and Ephraim. I want to borrow 10,000 shekel from Yehuda. So what's going to be? I'm going to, what are we going to do exactly? Have Adam come and watch him hand me the 10,000 shekel? Okay, then what if they die or go to the Dinasayam or whatever? That's not logical. So you need a shtar, right? So it'll be here for the long term. Not like if a guy is the Ovid or the Dara, then the Adam see him, they go straight to bed then. And if they die or go to the Dinasayam, tough luck, right? But over here, the whole point is, I don't want to bring him to bed then tomorrow. If he wanted to sue me to pay back, if I wanted to pay back the 10,000 shekels tomorrow, I wouldn't have borrowed them today. I want to pay them back next year. So what am I going to do? We have to eat it with that. But what are we going to do? Say, have two agents, sign a shtar, that the two of us get together and say, we totally admit that I owe him 10,000 shekels, sign a shtar, give it to him. If he never gives me the 10,000 shekels, I'm ripped off. On the other hand, say, first give me the 10,000 shekels, then we'll go to Adam and get them to write in the shtar. Then if I just back out and run away with 10,000 shekels and never go to Edom, you'll be ripped off. The only way to have to run society is I write the shtar and put it in my pocket that I borrowed 10,000 shekels. You know, like the old, who's old enough to remember the Soviet spy exchanges on those bridges? Right? And when you give me the money, I give you the shtar, and now no one can get ripped off, right? Logically, that's how shtars have to work. So think about it. It's a funny sort of thing. Until he gave me the money, the shtar was not a proof. You can't say the shtar is a proof that I own the money. Until he gave me the money, the shtar is not a proof. I could prove something that's not true. After he gave me the money, the shtar is a proof. It's a funny kind of thing.
The Edom didn't even see anything. The Edom, we have the Edom. Do you know if Bednarz borrowed money from you to Wells? The Edom would say, we have no idea. No. But what are you about? We're not the Edom. We don't crystal ball. I mean, the Edom don't say anything. And that's okay because they didn't even see anything. So why do we even tell you the plate in time when they didn't see anything? So says Rukayim, me don't write so you don't respond because we should effort do some investment. Now, I want to come back to that in a moment and add something to this. Because again, this is all the Rav. What did someone tell me once? They were sitting next to the Rav at a chatna, and the Rav was deep in thought, and as he was wont to be. And he all of a sudden turned to them and said, my grandfather cracked the atom of the shtar. My grandfather cracked the atom of the shtar. In those days, that was how you talk about very smart things. So not that no one ever said any of these things, but no one really put them together. No one really put them together properly. Let us ask a very, very simple question, which is, you know, what are and how do we know that the transaction or the halos even happened in a shtar? How do we know that I divorced my wife if the Edom didn't see it? How do we know that I borrowed 10,000 shekel from Yehuda if the Edom didn't see it? How do we even know that the chalos happened?
Well, by a get, it's in the hands of the woman.
Ah, so obviously it's in the hands of the woman, right? For that, you don't need loneliness. Obviously, when it's in the husband's hand, we know he didn't divorce. When it's in my hands, we know I didn't borrow the money. When it's in her hands, we know she divorced. When it's in his hands, we know that I own the money. It actually works very well practically. Right, that's what's so practical about a shtar. It's so clever because you can just by handing it from one hand to another, you can make it prove something that it didn't used to prove, which is really useful for proving things that happen real time, not necessarily in public. How do I prove something that happened real time, not in public? If I can't prove it beforehand, so it might not happen. I can't prove it afterwards to make it all happen. I'll refuse to prove it. Okay, there's something that just proves things in a second by handing it from one hand to another. And that's a shtar. Okay, but how is that Edot? So that is a famous question. How is this Edot? So how about the actual chalos? The actual chalos written in it. Or the facts, right? How does it prove that what it said is true? Right? How does it prove that what it says is true? So says the Beitler in the Kilos Yaakov, right? So the Rebbe Chaim says that here, is it made in that what it happened or not? Says the Beitler, he says, oh, I have two answers. Either number one, it proves it through an Amin Sadi. After all, the Edom prove that I authorized them to write this shtar, right? Because there would be Edom Shaker if I didn't authorize them to write it. Right, if my wife asked them to write a shtar that she's divorced, that's the shekel. They wouldn't do that. If you asked them to write a shtar that I own 10,000 shekel, that's the shekel. They wouldn't do that. Obviously, they're only going to find the shtar if the husband authorized it, and if the lova authorized it, and etc. So we know they signed the shtar and gave it to me because they wouldn't sign a get and give it to her because that would be the shekel. It didn't divorce her. Then they wouldn't just sign a loan document that would be a shekel. I could borrow the money yet. So we know to give it to me, how to get from my hand to your hand. What, you snuck into my house and stole it from, from my safe? Unlikely. I just left it lying around on your picnic table for you to take? Highly unlikely. Obviously, you're holding it because I handed it to you. And obviously, if I handed it to you, it's because that chalos actually happened. And therefore, it's an anan sadi. So the stifler has two choices, either not Eidos, but just an Anan Sadi of Mesira. Not Eidos, there's an Anan Sari. It's not either Star or Zimstar. So basically, no Star is actually made it that happened. It's only made it that someone was holding this piece of paper. The other guy was holding this piece of paper with us. And now that you're holding a piece of paper, it's an Anan Sadi that he gave it to you, and that it happened. It's an Anan Sadi that if he's holding a piece of paper, I gave him. I'm not going to just let him steal an IOU. And it's an amistadi that I borrow the money, because why would I have given him a piece of paper if I borrow the money? That would be very foolish of me. I don't need to be alarmed to know I'm having to give him an IOU if he doesn't let me money. Or he has another more radical approach. The Edom are actually made to what it says in the Edom are actually made to what it says. They're made that I divorced my wife. They're made that I borrowed money from Yehuda or anything else. They're just made in advance. How can you be made in advance? Isn't that holy to Sheker? No, the Kiddush of Shtar, they're allowed to be made in advance. What are they going to say? They're going to say, look, our testimony is only going to be brought to court if the wife's holding it. By the time the wife's holding it, she'll be divorced. So by the time her testimony becomes to court, it'll be true. Or in a Shtar Kol. Our testimony will only come to court if Yehuda brings it to court to sue. By the time he brings it to court, it'll be true that he lent him the money. So by the time anyone reads our testimony, it will be true. And we're led to testify in advance, al-smach, then it will be true by the time it's relevant. That's a chiddush. Obviously, on your own, you can't decide to testify something that's not true, al-smach, but it will be true later. But that's a chiddush. That's necessary to find me. Or it's edus al-hamaita in advance. However, says the Grach, he says, no, much more puzzle than that. Says the Grach, a star is not made. The point of time is not to be made what the Edom saw. That's the Edom's perspective. And then the disciples said, it's made what the Edom saw. So I have two choices. Either they saw that someone asked them to sign and they signed it. It's only made if someone asked them to sign and they signed it. How do we know anything happened? Well, an Anan Thad, you have to get from your hands in and nothing happened. Or they're made what they saw, but it's as if they saw the chalos happen because there's so many coming back that it will happen. Okay, that's the Grach. No, the Edom's Edom, they're not made on what happened. They are made on creating the Chesed Shel Shtar, Chesed Shel Daf and Chayim. They are made on the Chesed Shel Shtar. Therefore, says Rav Chaim, the date is the Daikin tomorrow, unless they have to agree. The date on the shtar, you want the right date on the shtar? The right date on the shtar is not the date the transaction happens, the date they signed. The date they sign. For example, if they sign a get on Monday and I give my wife on Tuesday, the right date is Mondays. The Edom only testify that they're making a shtar. Right? They're the content of their testimony is creating a Chesed Shel Shtar. A fiat shtar, they say. They only testify to see the star. How does that help anybody else? No, one thing, made the star is made that the hello happened. Just like made as unconscious, made the hello happened. A star is an open-ended ego. Whoever heard of an open-ended ego, since when can I open-endedly testify? That seems like the most ridiculous thing ever. So in that case, of course, I can't open-endedly testify. That would be ridiculous. But maybe some. The doctor of credit can say, I want to create a flexible open-ended testimony against me. What is this? That's just necessary for doing all the holiness of society. So therefore, the Torah is a special star that is a flexible open-ended Edom. Says the Grach, says no, the Edom are originally made al asiyas hashtar, meaning chalos shtar. And then the shtar, meaning the Edom, the shtar, is meyed on the chalos when it happens. The Edom testify we're making a shtar. And then the shtar is open-ended flexible testimony. That's the Kiddush of shtar. That's what kind of Kiddush said. I'm not saying no one thought before, but no one put it together. I think everyone, a lot of you're showing the block, yeah, I've heard the block before, but no one put it together quite this way. And this, if you allow me to go back for a second, one of the things Rome suggests is going back to made on its own kashra, I apologize, going back to made on its own kashra, says the rug, remember what we had in our telescope? Let's review. The Rift said, if you have an Edish Hatzimah, you don't need Edish Mesira to make the halos happen. I mean, the Talmud says, you still need Edish Hatzimah to make the halos happen.
So where's the chief and olam? Why is it enough to bring the signs to get to bed then? How do we know they're eating the seer? I hold the hechsher and I said, he brings a star to bed, and she brings a get to bed. The Rit thinks that's the most ridiculous thing ever, said the Rit. I am saying him over a little more snarky than he was originally. Says the Rit, that's the craziest thing ever. If you needed Eidei Mesira, then no woman could ever remarry. There'd be no Tikkun Olam. Because how can the get be made if they were Eidei Mesira? The get doesn't say it was in their maid, and the get just says it was fine. You want to tell me the get is made that the husband gave his wife a get? I can handle that. Because you know what? They signed the get on behalf of the husband. So the husband had the get. Now the wife has the get. He must be giving it to her. Seriously. You know, there's no other reasonable explanation. But how do we know it's giving the Eidei Mesira? So the rich says, there's no stomach hole after Nasa. That's ridiculous. Says the rub. Okay, maybe they're arguing about my grandfather's fish. What is the get made that is given in front of Eidei Mesira? The answer is because it's not kosher if it wasn't given by Eidei Mesira. It is has no content whatsoever. It is bottle with bottle if it wasn't given by Eidei Mesira. The get has to be made that's not bottle with bottle. So the get is made, a star is made on its own copies. Even if that own copy is some other set of Eidim. It doesn't matter. Again, it's made that it is the star that's made of its own copy. The whole point of the star is it's an independent constitutional Eidos, which transcends the impersonality of the two people who find it. So this would be, says the rub here, Nicha Shita Toto, the aid, not aid, get. Now, Tosus doesn't say the word made. Custom, but he adds a comma, made Shenimsar. Again, you could interpret Tosa as saying that, oh no, it's just an it's the Akazaka that no one would get down in front of Eden because no one would mess with such common things. Isn't it Tosa is very Nicha? If you take this approach, you could say, Nicha the Rith, the get Eno Mayid, the Nimsar Bithne Eden. Why would it get be made with Nimsar Bithne Eden? There's no honest body there. Or you could just say Tosa was right, it's just a psychological chazaka. Mitzad chazaka. Okay, so that's like this one thing that I would just add. That's another answer we had on the bottom right corner of the board the other day. Why does Rashi think you have to bring Eden Seer to court in Arzoga? Why doesn't he mint Tikkun Olam Makol Hechsher Aseh? Now Rashi is very simple. You only say, according to the Rav Chaim, you only say a stomach Makol Hechsher Aseh and the Shtar. When you have a star, not only is it made that it was written properly and it was signed properly, it's made, it was handled, made everything necessary to be coded. But our case is a ripped up star. The ripped up star is not a Hechsher star. What's not a Hechsher star? So how do you know it was given in front of Eidei Mesira? If you lose the finish of the fire, right? Then Rashi very Nicha. An unblemished star, an unarmed, you know, an integral star is made on its own conscious. Ripped up piece of the star might be an anasad you never handed over. But it's not made that it's kosher. So he says, hey, no, Eidei Mesira. That I think is better than all the other answers made that we had for Rashi. And the same for Ishra on the page. So I'll just not move that on the board. But it's Nicha that Rashi says a Ripta star is not made on its own kapra. Because it's not a Kapra star anymore. Now, figuring out what happened, you can't be, you don't have proof that everything's kosher. You just have proof of what you think you have proof for. I'll be the facts in front of you.
It is a very big jump in your time from the position that the Eidim are made on Maizah Shtar. Saying that they made on something that's not like this.
Basically, they're made on the Maizah Shtar, and then the Shtar is made on what happened.
That's a very
big jump. But that's how the Rav understood from his grandfather. That's a very big jump, and I'll point out it's even a bigger jump.
How can it be made on what happened when, even according to the Rambam and the Rif, maybe it didn't even happen at all? I mean, there's no way to see one.
Because that's the chiddush of shtar, then it's made of kosher.
Well, maybe Rabbi Lazar holds that you really don't need edim misiru, you just need a kiyum, and it could be either one.
I'm not sure what you mean. I hear what you're saying. I mean, what you mean is that if the shita, are you going back to the time? No. Maybe Rabbi Lazar holds either one. That's the riff. Right? The brother thing, what's up with Hoko? Right? Maybe the riff just says, you must not eat any of the fever. If you did, you would have no proof. But if you need any of the fever, you have proof. Maybe there are how far is the finish or kind, or how far is the finish or kind. Now, this goes even further because this goes even further because how about other things? The truth is that each of these gets into sugars all over shot. Fascinating. Does a star mayid, let's say star's made that it's kosher. You're convinced star's kosher. Is it mayid that he still owes the money? Let's say I really borrowed, we believe I borrowed 10,000 shekel from Yehuda. What if I claim I paid back? Can I claim I paid back if he's holding the star?
No.
I can't. What's the phrase for that? Star of Yadi, my body. Your star's in my hand. What do you want from me? Meaning, as long as he's holding the star, obviously I didn't pay back. Because if I paid back, I would have ripped off the star. Meaning, how useful is the, again, forget Judaism for a second. How useful is a star for human society? Not only is it a great way to have aegis that I borrowed, because the second I borrow, I'll hand it over to him, and now it'll be made that I borrowed. It's also aegis as to whether or not I pay back. So I'm not going to pay back until he hands me the star and I rip it off. So the voice, okay, what's the nature of that? What's the nature of the proof that there was no piron? What's the nature of this proof that there was no piron? So, says the Rashba famously, Rashba was arguing on a Rambam, which the Rav is shot on the Rambam. I have a lot of findings against the Rav shot on the Rambam, but the Rashba is very clear. Says the Rashba in the Miyukhata for Rav Ben Tzadi, he said, about Shehotil of Starcha Chasum Boshnaim, who Omer Tepara, Ein Makriv L'Sham Machle, Yus Social Edom Mamish. There's no edus that I haven't paid. The edim just testify that I borrowed. The koshi, they testify that I borrowed, right? The edim just testify that I borrowed. No edus I haven't paid. Oh, how do we know I haven't paid? Not because of edus. Nothing to do with the edus of the shark, because of chazaka. Chazaka I haven't paid, because why would I have paid and not taken the star back from you and ripped it up? That would be very stupid of me. Okay. How can you be motzi mamon based on this chazaka? Okay. There's such a strong chazaka, it's like an anasadi, it's a raya gemura, that, or you have to say that maybe a chazaka, we discussed this a little in the first part of Avatra, maybe a chazaka plus a chedgatziyot that we know I used to owe you money is good enough. That's the rafa. The Rambam disagrees. Says the Rav, No. The Rav thinks the Rambam said that, and the Rav Elchanan in the part in bracket says, you can, for many, many Rishonim this way, although he takes in a different direction than the Rav, but he has you can many Rishonim that it's Midin Shtar, not just the Chazaka. Okay, he might mean something different, Midin Shtar. So I'm not putting the same side as the Rav. The Rav says that the Rambam holds no, it's part of the Aegis of the Shtar. Part of the Aegis of the Shtar is that I haven't paid. And if you say, mehepi, hasty, the star says I haven't paid, the star is not about that at all. The star is about borrowing. Who says the star is about me not paying? The answer is, well, they didn't see me borrow either, and they managed to testify that I borrowed. So if they didn't see me borrow, they managed to testify that I borrowed. They didn't see that I haven't paid yet, and they can testify I haven't paid yet. And as a matter of fact, I didn't put this at all, but there's lots of discussion to be shown. What about other cases? What about cases that Rav Elchanan discovers? I did. What a funny case is where there is no chazaka. Like, for example, if I write a ksuba to my wife and I claim she committed adultery and I don't pay the ksuba. So maybe I still pay the ksuba. Why? She's holding ksuba, I have to pay. But there's no chazaka there. No, obviously, she didn't commit adultery. She did. I would have ripped off the shtar. That doesn't do anything. It's just the rule that a shtar kept by not to bet initially valid. It's still valid until proven otherwise. Not only the shtar testifies, I don't mean the shtar testifies I haven't paid. The shtar testifies that it's still valid until proven otherwise. Meaning, Let me state a little differently. Not that the shtar testify is the meister that I haven't paid. The whole point is what I think Rav Chaim is saying. This is maybe me adding. The shtar is not about testifying about a meister. The shtar is testifying about a certain result. Shtar is more to saw than meister did. My doctor, the Chaim spent, I got the material of $10,000. 10,000 shekels, sorry. Therefore, that testifies that I borrowed, that testifies that I didn't pay back. Not because direct testify the borrower didn't pay back. Because it's testifying that what it says in the shtar is a valid result. And how? Okay, we'll get to that in a second. Because now you can only testify that if you're holding the shtar. I'm holding the shtar, I'm holding the shtar, it's still testifying. So how do we know that that the loan wasn't paid? Now, just to be fair, you could say Rav Chaim Stitch does not go as far as the rub. Okay? No, the big kid has to die, but still only with the word say. Not anything more than the word say. Rav Chaim saying it further. Not with the word say. The result the words created is still valid and hasn't been reversed. Okay, so here you could just say very simply, the chazaka, not Avis, just chazaka, but the rub was dyke in the Rambam. Again, you can have a lot of discussion. I've had a lot of fights over the years. So it's a true deep in the round. It's not. He says, nope. It's the Edith Hashtar. It's interesting. Why the Rosh has to go for a don't think it's the Edith Hashtar that hasn't been paid. Just the Chazaka. Obviously, the Rosh knew that there were people who thought otherwise. Right? Obviously, in the Rosh has moved you. There are people walking around saying, like, or even like, again, Rakhayim doesn't say explicitly anywhere that the that it tested the shtar testifies for more than what's written in it. That's the Rav's sword.
There's still a problem because the Grah is only talking about shtar kinyan.
The Grah is only shtar kinyan, but what are the Rav and the Rav assume that the Rav they made shtar like the same thing? Okay, it's a finish of Rav. Now I want to take one step further, and this is where the Rav in the York place here. This is where he came on to this idea from. The Gemara in Sanhedrin. A certain woman, already this has come close to home, was a shlish. Someone was mapkid, a maluga de shtara. I had a whole bunch of shtaras that people owed me money, right? And I was mapkid by a certain woman. The woman comes to Beth and said, I know it was paid. Do we believe her or not? And, you know, they start quoting, in the end, they quote the same across our Gemara. First, they say, Rav Nachman believed or disbelieved her. I'm forgetting who was which. Right. But according to the first blush, he believed, right. That's the first blush, he believed her. And the Gemara said, this must be like Vandover Otios Niknos Bumisira. Otios Niknos Bumisira. What does Otios Niknos Bumisira mean? That the Rav wants to give a yard size shear. It's interesting. All the Rav's yard size shearim were brachos and moed, you might have noticed. The published ones and the non published ones also. Brachos and moed. Except for Otios Niknos Bumisira, which is staros, you know, fairly hardcore staros. Someone told me once what? It's true. You don't know what I'm going to say. That the Rav decided that, okay, enough of this, like kindergarten stuff, let's do some meaty, you know, real Nezikin. Okay, he said, also going to go Sira, and after he says that, I see that no one followed it. And then he went back to Brothos and
guys in the Shira. Let's do something serious.
Ah, okay, the guys in the Shira pushed him.
And he said, okay, don't be silly.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense. Okay, so, Osius Nicholas, the Sira, Big Steven, the Sira, focus on elsewhere. If I want to sell your star, I have a star that says Ari owes me 100,000 shekels. You know, like selling debts, right? People do it all the time, right? If I take out a mortgage, they can sell the mortgage to someone else, right? No one in America knows who they owe their. I don't think they do in Israel. In America, no one actually knows who they owe their mortgage to. It's actually the big problem in the whole mortgage crisis, that no one actually knew who they owed their mortgage to, and no one even had a good paper trail at a certain point. You can sell debt. You can transfer debt.
a little like what we do when we endorse a check. So the how do I tell? I want to tell you who does, right?
Okay, how trustworthy guys are you? If he's a very trustworthy guy, then I'll sell it to you, the 100,000 shekel. I'll sell it to you for, you know, 99,000 shekel. You'll make for taking a risk. If Arya is a very suspicious character, then I'll sell it for, I don't know, 20,000 shekel, because you're really taking the chances. But it doesn't matter. I sell this, if you do me a favor, I can sell for 100,000 shekel. Say, oh, I'm not worried, I'll collect it, here's the money, I don't need it. How do I sell it to him? Be mistira, do I give it over to him? Or be ksiva umisira? Do I have to write, like we call endorsing a check, right? Do I have to write under it? I hereby sell this, transfer this back to Yehuda, and I sign, right? And then I give it to you. So the word says, if we believe the woman, that must be because Osios make the umisira. And the Gemara doesn't deny that. They just say, oh, well, we can find a totally different reason to believe. Etc. So what does it mean because Otsios nicked up in Sira? The fact that she didn't claim to have bought the debt, she just gives Ada that it was paid. So the fact that Otsios nicked up in Sira, how is that relevant? So this is the machlokas, the Yadraman, and so you said, me didn't Migo. What does the Gemara mean? The Gemara means Migo. If Otsios nicked up in Sira, she could say that I sold her all these debts and then I couldn't collect them. So Migo, she could say she bought it, or if you met, she could say she bought them with Mocho. Migo, she could say she bought them with Mocho. She could say they were paid for Migo. But Rashi and Sanhedrin did not say Migo, and the Rav makes a big deal of Rashi and Sanhedrin, both in the Yartzei Shir, which is, again, more direct, because he reviewed it, and in the Shir in the beginning of Gittin, says the Rav, what does Rashi say? Here also she acquired it, it's like hers. Not Migo, she could say she acquired it. She did acquire it like hers, but in Menashe grew, and therefore she believed it was paid. She acquired it, it's like hers, and she believed it was paid. That's a funny, what does the Gemara in Sanhedrin say? The Gemara in Sanhedrin said, if Osios Niknos Vimitsira, then the Isha is Nemenes Lomar Paruba. Why? Says Yad Vermont, the simple way, ego. Who said that? The more then brings an ego later. Ego, not this big. Then they bring an ego, she's gonna burn it. Okay, the first thing that you just said I bought it and then fine. Rashi? Something funny. He definitely doesn't say Migo. One thing he doesn't say is Migo. He says, Kina'atu, she acquired it. But how did she do it like hers? What did she acquire? She's not claiming to have acquired it. And therefore, in a minute, little Peru. She's obviously not saying she acquired it. She's saying that it was paid. Okay, he didn't buy us, as it were. Somehow, if you can acquire the debt with Mesira, you can acquire enough files over the debt to say what happened to it through Mesira, which is a funny kind of thing. You can acquire Nemanus through Mesira, as it were. Okay, the Rav says, what did Rashi mean? And the Rav says, a tremendous pish. And here he gives one insight, which is obviously underlying the Garak. But again, it's not Mefurish in his grandfather, it's all what he understood, what he heard from his grandfather. Says, how is the Shire, let's put everything together. What's the nature of this magic of the Shire? What's the like engine driving this magic of the Shire? I don't mean magic, obviously, in the world sense. Dasim is Chayim. There's more than Dasim is Chayim. Let's think about it. The Shire has been written in Dasim is Chayim. Again, if I borrow 10,000 shekel from Yehuda. And then Yehuda finds two guys, says, oh, you guys, were you there when you got some money? Yeah, could you just write your star and sign it for me? That's Ada Shibasam, here's from some of the puzzle. Right? But if I say, can you write the star? Because obviously he's not going to let me finish in the second, but I hand him over. Start writing for me, not for yourselves or for him. That's the chayiv mikra b'shar. Why? Because again, it's not the chayiv. I have the right to create this special shard in my anything but just the fact that they thought of.
After the fact, you can do it.
Can I do it after the fact? Is a great question. The short answer is yes, even after the fact. Even though, well, even after the fact, yes. Now, the but it's more than that. Is the shtar made anything when you sign and give it to me in my pocket? No, meaning there is some idea for shtar. It's not made anything that actually has any nakamina that has to be made, etc. When does its shtar start to be made, its content? And when I hand it over to Yehuda. So now, says the Rav, the top of a shtar is that it's an instrument which is made al pi tfisas bal shtar. That's the Rav says, the sort of shtar. To das the Messiah, you can make something which is made al pi tfisas bal shtar, meaning what is the shtar made? It's not made what they even saw. It's not made just the words it says there, although, you know, more or less it's made it know that the colors happen. But it's really made what's implied by the holding of the shtar. If Yehuda holds the shtar, it's made that I owe money. Not only that I borrowed the money, even that I haven't paid the money. Why? Because he only starts holding the shtar to derech b'nei other derech ha-teva when he lends me the money. He keeps holding the shtar until I pay back. When I pay back, he stops holding the shtar. It's made of the tzitzis bal shtar. Says the Rav the following chakira. He said, what is the machloket about osiot niknos and mesira? Or they're not niknos and mesira. We would have thought about folks saying, God can't you know it. Okay, yeah, Alipin, Ketzef, Kodaka, proper different. Meaning, mesira would sort of be like Hagba, right? Or Meshika. You know, how far is I hand it over to you. You know, does that work for stars? Or does that only work for regular metals? Says the Rav, no. He said, it's something totally different. It's the question of how open-ended is the edus of this shtar. I hand the shtar to Yehuda, now may that I own 10,000 shekel. What if he hands the shtar to you? You're not named in the shtar. Are you also called a Baal Hashtar? That now, after all, why would Yehuda be holding the shtar? Must be the bottle. Why would Aryeh be holding the shtar? Must be because he bought the debt from Yehuda. So when Aryeh holds the shtar, is it now made that he bought the debt? Is he a Baal Hashtar and his tfisa caused the shtar to be made that he's right? Or no, the shtar is only made for the person being there. The shtar is not made for strangers. So, Ksiva Umasira, if I write you into the shtar, that's one thing. But what about Masira? Says the Rav, the Makhlofet Opus Nikos Masira is not darky kinyonim like Meshika and Hagba. It's how open ended, how far do we take this finish of shtar? Is it only made when the Tfisa of the Baal Shtar was named? Or is it even made based on the Tfisa of a Baal Shtar who's not named there, that whoever's holding it, it's made that he bought this debt? Says the Rav, that's what Rashi means. Rashi means if all you think of the that means that whoever's holding it is the Baal Shtar. And therefore the woman's the Baal Shtar. The woman's the Baal Shtar, and whatever she said, that we believe. If she's holding it, she said, you know what? I was given it to be an independent arbiter. I was given that neither side trusted the other, and they both knew that I'm the only one who honestly say if it was paid or not. I'm the Baal Shtar, it may have been the mind people. Okay, is she involved star or is she not? That depends on the Osir's Nekun of Sira. If Osir's Nekun of Sira, that means whoever's holding the Baal Shtar, even if their name's not written there. So she says, I'm the Baal Shtar. I'm not the Baal Shtar because I own the debt. I was instructed to be the arbiter of the truth. So therefore, it may be that I'm the arbiter of the truth. Or, in Osir's Nekun of Sira. Oh, if you're not written in the Shtar, you're not a Baal Shtar. You're just some guy holding a piece of paper. And therefore, you have nothing. So that being Rav, what about when it comes to nemanos of a shlish? So of a third party, says the Rav, how about the Gemara in Sanhedrin? What's the link to Osu Sinko the Masira? If you view this either, so just say Rav. Osu Sinko the Masira just meeting, and she just has a meeting, right? din b'kinyanim plus migo. But explained the rug. Al pi Rashi, he says no. Osios nikno simithira mean equal. The shtar is made al pi tzisa. Bal hashtar afilu em eno. Lo nichtav al shemo. It wasn't. That's what Osi takes away from your meaning. That if maybe I'll speak to the Baal Shtar, if I'm holding a Shtar, it's made it. Whatever my holding implies, even if my name's not in the Shtar. Therefore, this woman says it's made it that I was made the arbiter. And if Osi is saying that's zero, we believe her. And if not, then we do not believe her. Says the Rav, he said, then. Okay, if you like this finish of Tzitzis Baal Shtar, that explains something very, very peculiar in Bava Metzia Daf Yud Beis. If there's a shtar that says, I owe Adi million shekel, and someone finds out on the street, that's what's doing the first two parts of Bava Metzia, actually the first part of Bava Metzia is also talking about Metzias, not just Bava Metzias. So now let's think about it. If I claim, what do you mean? I paid him back, I took the shtar back and I dropped it, and he says, well, you never paid me back, just sold me the money. Obviously, they're not going to give this shtar to the rest because they don't know what's telling the truth. So how about if I say, I admit I stole him the money, and he said, yeah, he stole me the money. What would you think the guy should do? Give him back the shtar. We both admit I owe the money. What's the problem? Yeah. Says the Gemara, no, he can't give him back. He can't give him back the shtar. Why? Because maybe cut the little niece of the woman's teacher. Maybe it was a predated shtar, and therefore he's going to be torqued with Kukosh Lokid. Maybe the predated shtar. Maybe the shtar said Tavshin Pei Beis, but I didn't really borrow the money until Tavshin Pei Gimel. So the only sheep in the cup is Tavshin Pei Gimel. And if you give him the shtar, he will go and take property, things have a mortgage, take property that I sold in Tavshin Pei Beis, which you really didn't have the right to take. Okay, whether you follow that or not, the words, yes. Hold on, then every shtar might not be close to this predated. They said, no, every shtar is not raised up. This shtar is a raised up, this fell. What do you mean as a raised up, this fell? So, Rabbi Hofner said, you know what? If anyone loses, no one would ever lose a kosher shtar. People are so careful. If anyone dropped a shtar on the street, it must be really possible. That's why they weren't careful. A lot of psychology there. If anyone dropped a shtar on the street, it must be they were possibly weren't careful. Says the Rav, based on the Rambam. The Rambam says, if they're not allowed to give back, if they do give back to them, now it's kosher. Why? Why not say if you dropped it on the street, it must be? The Rav says, no. It's not psychology. It's a kiddush of shtar. If a shtar is made based on the thesis of a shtar, then if the guy loses it, it's lying on the street and a random stranger finds it, now it doesn't have the kiddush of shtar anymore. Now it's not made on its own copy. You know what I'm starting to expect? The most ridiculous thing. Maybe it was predated. What do you mean it was predated? Oh, well, if it fell on the street, it must be predated. What if it fell on the street, it would have been predated? Good thing. Oh, people can lose stars if they were predated, because then they know enough along with this couple, and then they're not so careful with this. Maybe they feel guilty in the back of their minds. They lose that because they feel guilty having a couple stars. I don't know. But that's a lot of sophistication, conscious and subconscious. Says the Rav, no, it's a very conscious. It's that a shtar is only a shtar if it's a piece of Baal Shtar. If it's lying on the street, it's not a shtar. It's just Eidus Bechtav. If it's just Eidus Bechtav, then what do you mean? You think Pachol might be Pachol about it. You know, Midorah might be Mizuya. And it might be that. It might be that.
Why did the Mercedes on it?
Because it's a case where you could be with time of it, so there's no staff in the book. The other ones, maybe just were in the Shire case, like they only find certain limited circumstances. Then the Rav, now we understand this idea that a Shire that falls is a Shire soul. Why? Because milk seeds fall Shire, so it made its own process, but it's not just that in the site. It's not in the place, but people fall Shire. Then the title is create the new Chetzishal Edot, which is flexible. Okay, well, what makes this new Chetzishal Edot? What gives it form? What gives it surah? That means it falls back. As long as I'm holding it, it's made of nothing. But he's holding it, it's made that I own the money. And then I'm taking that. When I'm holding it again, it's not made that I own the money. Right? And if a third party is holding it, that if you hold over your thing of the spirit, made, that the third party, whatever he claims that the reasonable reason he's holding it is true, whether he thinks he bought it, or he just claims that he is by what's to be the armor, like the Isha in that case. The let's just take it back to and all right, here we have. What about the Reyatha of Nefila Shtar? Why do we start to dissect every tool in the book? Just because the guy walked in Shtar. Here you have to say, it's psychology. Ah, people only lose Shtar if they're puzzled. No one loses the puzzle. Shtar. Everyone loses money. Right? That's funny. It means no one should ever lose a lot of cash. There's a lot of cash, it's valuable. People lose wads of cash all the time. Psychology, no one loses a kosher Shtar. Or you just say no, based on the rug. Says no. If there's no tfita bal hashtar, shtar is not made anything the Edom didn't see. They didn't see if it was predated or not. They didn't see when the transaction happened, when the sheep was called. No, you want to be made more than they saw. You want to be so conscious that only is bal hashtar. Let's just take it back to the Ar Sunya, which the Rav does. And the Rav has two ways of reading Ar Sunya. One way is more similar to everything we've said until now. Right, Vahene is just a general Sunya of all these old and back and forth. But the Rav says, no, what's wrong with your Kitta here, Vahene? What is the Tzerf Kitta, says the Rav, in Ar Sunya? What is the Tzerf Kitta, Vahene? We have two shots in Rashi. He says it means Migo. Okay, Tosfot technical cops of the Migo. Some would be government, some would be for you to deal with. And also, like, it doesn't sound like the words hahende means migo. He gave him nemanus. Okay. He's putting the position where he has the migo. And then Tolko said, and many other shonim, said, no, hahende means not migo. He actually gave him nemanus. But how can he give him nemanus? Right? That's the whole point. That means a lechila like nemanus. No, it's not that he gave him nemanus that we believe is telling the truth. It's that. When he gave it him on condition that whatever he thinks he actually needs to do, and even if he's lying, it becomes true. Okay, that's a big psychological question that who am I to argue on Tosos and many Shonen, but that's a full type of reality. Whenever I give you something and I know I'm trusting you, I have in mind, I give you this state, hold this as a becoming for me. I have to go to the mitzvah. Hold this, get as a becoming for me until I get out of the mitzvah. And I have in mind, well, he might lie and say that it was really given to him as a shliach and hold it to divorce my wife. So if he says in the end, and I don't want to have any ambiguity, so I'm agreeing to divorce my wife now. A lot to put into people's heads. Not to mention the fact that it's not actually Henry, which doesn't bother me as much. Not that I made you believe bullshit, that I made you lie, but still come true. But that doesn't bother me. So my friend goes, Rob, no, how can they? But how can I give you that money? I can't, it's not Nitzel Mechila. It's in Imam, it's like saying, hand you back. I'm agreeing to Nimolka, whatever you say. Here, if I didn't give you a divorce my wife, how can I agree to believe you that my wife's divorced? Right? So, maybe you could have said, you know what? The Baal has the Nimolka to divorce this wife, but he gave that Nimolka over to someone else. You can give your Nimolka over to someone else. But, that's not very popular. Mahende means he gave him over and made him the Baal Shtar. After all, this, he made him the Baal Shtar. And then it becomes very similar to the discussion in Sanhedrin, which is why there's similar studies. It's not exactly the same. Because over there, the question was, we all agree I gave it to you as a kadosh. Question is, does that give it to you as a kadosh just mean you're a stoner? Or does that mean you're the Baal Shtar that is the arbiter of whether or not it was paid? Here's a different question. I gave it to you as a pikadon. When I give it to you as a pikadon, am I saying you're just a shower on it? Or am I saying no? Now you are believed, not saying whether it's faith, but in different circa, you are believed to say in what capacity you're holding. Whether you're holding it as a shlif or lacha, shlif or kabbalah, as this, you know, maybe when I give it over to you, maybe it's a little different than the circa in in Kiddushin. She never actually claimed to be the real Balakdar. She always admitted to be a third party. Over here, no, you're claiming that you're not a third party. You're claiming you're the wife. Right? You're claiming Kabbalah. Maybe that's what Rukhista is going on here. Rob, maybe that's in the locus of Rukhista and Rav Huna says the Rav, this is Rav Chista, Tavar, the Shlish, not the Balashtar, then Pahemne, I gave you that money to be the Balashtar, meaning if you hold the Shtar, and you're Shlish the Kabbalah, that Shtar seems to be me that my wife's divorced is being held by Shlish the Kabbalah. I gave you the Shtar, I made you a Hemne. I made you the Balashtar, you're Shlish the Kabbalah. And Shlish the Kabbalah holds the Shtar, that implies that it was that the wife was divorced, the things that the wife holding the Shtar. And maybe Rav Huna, and it's really Gahende. He's in Shtar, he's in Balashtar. I mean, he's in Balashtar. Then Rav goes back and forth, we'll hear in the faith. Can his Shlish and Kabbalah be a Balashtar? Can he not be a Balashtar? The problem is that once he receives it, his Shlish is over, and now he has no more status. She's already divorced. So maybe he has no status. He can't hold a Balashtar. He's a stranger. He's, or maybe not. And what did Rav Huna hold? Maybe like the Ritva said, Rav Huna is not really because of this slide problem, really fundamentally disagrees. He fundamentally disagrees with the whole idea. Or even because of the slide problem, oh, Kazaki would have given it himself. That slide problem doesn't beat Aegis. Kazaka, well, I think that it's probably because of it. If it was for Gareth, he would have given it himself. That doesn't beat Aegis. Maybe even if Rav Huna is the technical slide problem, underlying Rav Huna is saying, you don't have Aegis on your side, you just have a Kazaka on your side. So my Kazaka beats your Kazaka. And we're pissed to the day. No, I don't know. I've eaten for my side, so the ball is back. So either way, let me say the request is denying the whole thing. I would say, I accept your Kazakh, and I account for Kazakh. He's still denying the whole thing. So Kazakh says, I'm not a Kazakh, I'm pending. And he says, oh, you're just a Kazakh, I have a Kazakh. So maybe, says the Rav, maybe that's even the wrong there. Obviously, you can take it in different ways. Maybe this is Rav Huna. Again, all these cases don't deny your kind of code. You have to deny that you think it's so far. Because they were kind of so right for the people the names in the shtar, not for clear the first name of the shtar. Right? So I don't mean you have to deny the assumption, just deny taking the assumption to this particular Nakamina. But the rest is maybe the whole Yasod of our sugya is unlike what it seems like until now. We only have to do with the Chiddush of Rav Chaim of Shtar, which worked out very, very nicely. Okay, this is a big Yasod. Again, two ways of looking at sharks. You look at the Yasod. You look at this new text of Shalchar created by Daphne Chaim, and then the question is, you know, I don't mean you have to take either the bottom half of the board and live with it the rest of your life, or the top half of the board and live with it the rest of your life. What I mean to say is, if it's just the Aegis of a cloud, take the top half of the board and move on with your life. If it's really a text of Shalchar, then you have that. And you sort of, how far do you take that pitch? It's like, you can take this far, you take that far, you can take any number of things from the, you know, say, oh, we take it that far, but not further. But if it's really a Chesed Shalchar, then one Nakamina could be in terms of the Mandrish Bakatira, and but the main Nakamina is going to be, oh, another Nakamina. If two Edom are made with a sword written in a Shtar, is that secondhand testimony? ABP 8 or is that kosher? Says Toko. No, Shtar is a Chesed Shalchar. Two Edom testifies written in a Shtar, they testify that they saw Edom accepted by Edom. That makes a lot of sense. If Aegis of a Chassav, then it's going to be much harder to understand why two Aegis can testify what they read in the Shtar, and maybe you deny it. It sounds like it wanted to place a shot, but not more. Maybe you deny it. Anyway, Kitzer, okay, so this is the Rav Mesor from his grandfather, Italian, as to the nature of Shtar, which I think really out of the whole second half of the seventh getting comes up very, very much, perhaps the most, in this particular. So, yeah, we'll move on. On Monday, we'll go by in the Gemara. I think we'll first go until the Mishnah, right? There's that little piece left with the, that we're going to talk on the Shir Kali of until the Mishnah with the case of Baal Shigir Zish Ishto, and you definitely want to look at the Gemara Rashi Tosos and the Ramban about that interesting case of Aser B'chol HaNashim of Aser B'chol HaNashim Sheva Olam and maybe look at and maybe look at the Iri on that as well. And I'll give out more Makoros and Mirza Shem later. Maybe we'll make another R on the Mishnah. Okay, so we'll go basically, we'll go until the Mishnah. So then next time.